so glad that you've tuned in. Jen and I just got back from a crazy, fun, adventurous vacation to the U.S.
Southern California. We landed in Vegas and we rented a camper van. So if Robbie wants to put up that picture now, he may. And you might think, wow, it looks really cool. And it was.
Yay.
We had... There was a stove in the back and a sink and a fridge, and we literally flew in, went to the store, bought all we needed, and then said...
Like a Walmart run.
A Walmart run. We looked at each other and went, so...
Where are we going to go?
Where are we going to go?
So, then we went to the camper place, picked up... Well, we went to the camper van place, and we said, where should we go?
Yeah.
And we were going to go to the Grand Canyon,
mm-hmm.
but... Turns out that they have winter there.
Who knew?
If you're watching from Nevada and Utah and all that area, you can affirm this, that they get snow. And we would have had to chain up our tires to go up the hills. And we're like, no.
No way, man.
We just came from Canada.
We don't want any more snow.
No.
So we sat down at Starbucks and we're like, okay. So, we can either go up and around the Grand Canyon, or we can go over to Death Valley and down to Los Angeles and Joshua Tree. And Carrie had just seen or just listened to a podcast from Focus on the Family.
Yeah.
About the Dream Center in Los Angeles, and she said, well, she'd really like to go there. So, that sort of, that plus the weather in the Grand Canyon caused us to go more southwest rather than northeast. And so we got in the van and we headed to Red Rock Canyon and Red Rock Canyon and did some hiking there. And then we found our way to Death Valley, which when you think of it, you think what could possibly be living in something that is dead? And so we decided to call this whole next series, as you journey with us on vacation, Life in the Desert, because it was shocking to us.
It was shocking.
To find out how much life happened in the desert, like animals and plants, mm-hmm. and there really were water sources. And so we enjoy hiking, and so the focus on this trip was we want to be outside, we want to be away from the city, and so we spent all of our time hiking, and so this first episode is going to focus on our trip to Salt Creek Park, I guess.
I don't know what you call it. It was part of a conservation area,
mm-hmm.
and it was maintained by the people who work for the Department of Interior.
Mm-hmm.
So rangers would take people on tours through these areas and help maintain it, and they were involved in research, and it was really amazing. And Salt Creek, it's like this huge flat area, and we'll show pictures as we're talking here. It's this huge flat area surrounded by mountains, but mm-hmm. it's plains of like creeks and salt.
Yes.
And there's so much salt deposition in the soil, and the rate of evaporation is so fast that the salt actually comes up to the surface and then kind of crystallizes on mm-hmm. top.
Like you can taste it.
Yeah, we did.
We did. It's salty.
It was very salty.
Very
and
salty.
It crunches under your feet. It looks like snow in some of the pictures you'll see. It was really quite incredible.
And one of the cool things that Carrie does when she goes on vacation is she takes video shots of wherever we are and sends them to her little brother. So we're just going to pause for a moment so you guys can have a look and see at what Salt Creek looked like. So this is from Carrie to Josh.
Hey, Josh. So we are here along the Salt Creek. So this is in the middle of the desert, and there's this body of water. Check it out. So ducks and fox live here, and all this white stuff is salt because it comes from underneath the ground and gets pushed up, and then it stays on top of the ground. And all of these plants and animals that live in here have adapted to this super salty environment. It's amazing. So we're going hiking out to that mountain out there. So that's just an example of some educational videos I try to send to Josh. But it really does show the vastness of the landscape and the trail that we walked on. And we were guided by a conservation ranger.
Yes.
Named Mike.
Yes,
he did a great job explaining the different aspects of Salt Creek and the vegetation. And Jen, you encountered something very interesting there, a type of plant.
Well, it was called pickleweed. And I have everything written down because it was really interesting. It's been about a week now since we've gotten back, and it's hard to remember everything that we did. And so pickleweed was one of the plants that he talked to us about. And basically, it's like the plant is made in bead shapes. So when you look at it, it looks like one bead after the next bead after the next bead. And the cool thing about it is that it has a high capacity for salt, which makes sense. As you just explained, there's so much, it's called Salt Creek for a reason. And so as it absorbs the water and it has so much salt in it, what it does is it actually pushes, the plant itself pushes the salt to the very end bead. And once it becomes, I want to say, full of salt, that part dies off and falls so that the plant can continue to live so it doesn't right. get oversalted.
Yes.
And what was interesting is as he was explaining this, we did taste it, and it was
salty and pickly.
I was thinking, it reminded me so much that that's what Jesus did in Philippians 2. He gave up himself to come to earth, to die on the cross for us, that we could live. So by looking at this plant and hearing Ranger Mike explain it to us, all I kept thinking about was that's what Jesus did. Like, he sacrificed himself so that we might live and be made right with God. And so it was just really cool as I would walk past each one of these bushes. I was continually reminded of how much God loves us, that he would sacrifice himself that we could be made right with him. And I just thought that was the coolest thing, that in the desert was a self-sacrificing plant. Like, it understands that it had to sacrifice itself in order that it could live. So it's very, very interesting.
I know, we were so full of sin that we had to get rid of it and put it off and put that on to Christ.
Yeah.
And he literally took on our sin for us.
Yeah, so that we could be made right with God. Which is like, and you think, what are you going to learn in the desert?
Yeah.
We saw
amazing
things. Another thing that we saw were rocks all over the place.
Oh yeah, like in random places. And in one, we tried to video it for you, but it didn't work out. In one image, Jen says, well, we know the rocks weren't born here.
It's true. The rocks were not born
there.
They
were not born there. You know, rocks are formed when, you know, molten lava hardens and there's all that pressure and blah, blah, blah. I'm not a geologist, clearly. But yeah, they'd be in random places. And what happens in the desert is that they'll have flash floods. Mm-hmm. So in the summertime, they'll get all of this rain all at once, and massive amounts of water will just flow in torrents down the mountains. And then when they come out to these flats, like where Salt Creek is, they fan out. So all the debris that they're carrying, that this torrent of water is carrying, then comes down the mountain and fans out, and then the water disperses. And all the debris then is deposited in a fan shape. Yeah. So these rocks were, when you really looked at it, were in keeping with the flow of water during one of those flash floods.
Yeah, and we're not talking about like wee little, like there were wee ones. We're
talking about like a boulder.
We were talking about boulders. Like, some of them were quite large. I think I have a photo of my foot beside one of them. and in the one story that he told us, there was a dumpster.
Yeah, Ranger Mike, yeah.
Ranger Mike told us that a dumpster had been picked up and moved, like, what?
200 feet.
Yeah. And a helicopter had to come in and actually move it back to where it needed to go.
Like, that's Scotty's Castle.
How much force that this water's coming in with. And it just, you know, as he's telling us the story, once again, I'm just like, wow, like, God's love is powerful. It's like it can be like a rushing flood towards us, and we can just get like overwhelmed by God's love. So it was just so cool because it literally would come out like a fan shape. And one of the cool things that we saw were the flowers.
Yeah.
Because he said he was so excited. Ranger Mike got excited about the strangest things sometimes.
Like larva. Bugs.
Yeah. Like, he actually said, come over and look in the water. And we're looking at the water. We're not really sure. And he's like pointing out, and I'm still not sure what he was pointing at.
I saw a little larva.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not. I was like, But he got so excited about this. And one of the things he got excited about were the flowers. He was like, the flowers are out. And it was very interesting. And we're just going to put a photo up for you to look at. You'll see this yellow flower in the middle of...
Rocks. Yeah.
And you start to think, well, where did that seed come from? And you'll notice it is a single flower. Like, it's not a part of a garden.
No.
And... Ranger Mike was saying that the seeds keep, like the seeds keep, where they can come in with the rushing water,
and they lie dormant. They're latent
mm-hmm.
in the dry earth.
Yes,
until there's water that touches it, and then it's boom, ready to bloom.
Yeah, and it was just like, once again, like God's story. Like so often, we think, is it time yet? Is it time yet? Like, time for us to do what God has called us to, or God, what are you moving us on to? And so often, you know, he says his ways are not our ways, and his timing, you know, we have no concept of his timing. But when the time is right, he has put everything that we need. It says, my God will meet all of my needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And that is Philippians 4:21. And it just reminded me, like, inside that little seed is everything it needs. Hmm. When the water touches it,
it's good to go.
It's good to go.
Yeah. That reminds me of a verse, in the Bible that says, he has given us everything we need for life and godliness.
Yes.
So not only for this life, like the day-to-day things that we need, food, water, whatever, but also for godliness, to live a life here that's for Christ, that's focused on Christ. He's already given us everything we need. Mm-hmm. Ephesians says that we have been given every spiritual blessing in Christ.
Yeah.
So when the Holy Spirit comes and tells us to do something, we have everything, we're equipped with everything to obey and bear fruit and to bloom.
Yeah. And all we need to do is ask. We just need to say, okay, Lord, I'm ready. And that was one thing that we learned with Ranger Mike, is we had no idea what we were going to do that day. And Carrie looked on the board and at the campground, and we sort of looked down and went, oh,
heeny, meeny, miny, mo.
This is happening and this is happening. So let's sort of organize our day around this. And Ranger Mike had done a show that night on bats, which was great. But then this next day was on Salt Creek. And what was interesting was, he was our guide, and he was there, and he said, do you have any questions? And he showed us things that we never would have saw, like those
life in the desert
larvae, and explained the life in the desert. And it just reminded me of Jeremiah 33:3, which says, call to me and I will answer, and I will show you great and unsearchable things that you did not know. And Ranger Mike was our guide in that. Like, he showed us all along the way what to look for, how things happened. And he even said, you guys, I have to head out, but if you keep walking, then, you know, you're going to get to the start of the spring. And so he encouraged us to keep walking. And it was just like the Holy Spirit, right? He encourages us. He guides us. He tells us what we need to know. And it was just so encouraging to me to know that there was someone there to sort of help us along the way, mm-hmm. to have the full experience
and really appreciate the life that was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, it was just an amazing, like, Salt Creek was amazing.
Yeah. Something that can seem so desolate, it helps to have a new perspective to be able to see the life in Death Valley.
Yes.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
Yes.
He leads us beside streams of living water.
Yes.
And it's just interesting. I just came from a conversation with a friend whose father passed away just a couple of weeks ago, and just going through such a hard time. It's such a dark, dark time. And without the Lord giving us insight and a new perspective in these dark situations, in the valleys, in the desert of our life, it can just seem so dry and hopeless.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't know where to turn.
Yeah.
Peter says, where would we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life. You are the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
And that's just how I feel.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit shows us that life in the desert.
And it was so cool, because Ranger Mike, as soon as he heard the ducks, he'd be like, look, there they go.
Yeah.
Like, the Spirit shows us the hope and the life that is potential. Just like Ranger Mike showed us all the things that were alive in the desert, the Holy Spirit can give us life in the midst of death. And yeah. So we want to encourage you today that if you're feeling like life is salty or rocky or just very, very dry, we encourage you to look for the Holy Spirit, to call on the Holy Spirit to be your guide, to show you great and unsearchable things that you don't know. And that's one of the things, we're in the midst of the valley. Sometimes we don't know what to do. We don't know what to say. We don't know where to turn. But the Bible says that God will give us everything that we need according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
So we're going to pray, and let's pray. Lord God, thank you so much that you provide for all of our needs. And so we agree with Peter, where else would we go? And you really do help us to lie down beside still waters. And even in the midst of Death Valley at Salt Creek, there was a creek with life in it. And so, Father, we ask that you would show us where the life is, where the hope is in the midst of the darkness. Whatever it is that we might be going through, maybe one of our viewers has just lost a loved one, or maybe they're going through a separation or a divorce, or maybe they're struggling with their kids or at work, and it just seems so dry and wondering where you are. Lord, we ask that you would meet with them, that as they call to you, that you would come and tell them great and unsearchable things they did not know. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we're looking forward to taking you along this trip with us as we drove through Death Valley to LA and back to Vegas. We hope that you'll tune in to the next couple of weeks as we go through this and we share all the things that we learned. It really was an incredible adventure. So we'll see you next week, same time, same place, neweveryday.tv. Check out our partners page, scroll through our list of partners. Have a look there if you'd like to support us by donating. There's an opportunity to do that there. We just want to thank you for tuning in again. So we'll see you next week.
Next week.
Cheers there, my friend.
Cheers.